Chav Gimel, as we spoke about, I'll yet to leave my hair. So you spoke about yesterday about the Nakuda person has to understand his role in the Klal. This is one of the big challenges. I just want to just pick up on that one point. I don't think I stressed it well enough. One of the challenges of the period of Bacharhood is this challenge of the person has to focus on his growth, and that's a very important element of a person. You have responsibility to grow, responsibility to develop yourself, and that means that a person should focus on himself, and at the same time to keep that balance. She had a story I was working with a young man in Cleveland. The person was not from, had been from, was off, was etc. And he was very involved in going out and helping the world and being involved in saving the world, the Peace Corps, you know, go out to Southeast Asia and help the people out there. We're talking about, you know, so I said, told him, you know, that you should understand that a person learns Torah. Learning Torah is an act of chesed to the Bria. Rav Aaron Cutler speaks about in Mishnah Rav Aaron very much this Nakuda. It's very clear in the Eluk, the Rav Mishnah, Onamach Persim Bela Mazevik, we say the Brice in the morning, these are things that a person is Echel Persim Bela Mazevik, Karen Kemes Elam Abo. All the things over there are in Yonim which have to do with chesed. To eat Paris Bela Mazed has to be a Maisa, which is a Olam Hazed Dika Maisa, but together with Olam Habo Dika Maisa. Things which are only Olam Bed Olam Malkum get paid in Olam Habo. Things which have an element of Bed Olam Habero get paid in Olam Hazed. So all of them are Milos Chosodim, the Boyes Ameis, Sakon Seskala, all those things. And then it says, Samu Tarek and Agakulam. You learn Nefesh HaChaim, and he explains, you understand? Because the whole hashpah to the Bria, that the Bria exists, is because we learn Torah. If Chas V'Shalom, the Chaim Lashon says, there would be one moment where there would be a moment where there's no Torah anywhere in the world, it would be totally desolate of Torah for a moment, the world would go back to Torah V'Vayu. So it comes out the whole existence of the whole Bria is through learning Torah. And the more Torah which is learned, the more hashpah of Torah is given to the Bria. So learning Torah is the greatest source of hashpah. Matter of fact, you can be mativ through learning Torah than more than anywhere else to be mativ, because you learn, you give, do a chesed for one person, it's one person, for a tzibur, it's a tzibur. You learn Torah, you're changing the whole world. So he asked me a question, he says, okay, but do you feel it? He said, okay, you're right, you're sitting in Mitzvah, you're changing the whole world, you're helping the whole world, but who are you thinking about? You're thinking about yourself, you're thinking about the whole world, you're thinking about yourself. So at the end of the day, you don't become a better person. You did a hatava to the Bria. But it was like Rashi says in Chumash, a person has a penny, falls out of his pocket, the money falls out of his pocket, and Ani finds it, and Ani has parnosa, so person gives you a scar also. It doesn't make you a better person. Right? You're the same person you were, you're the same cheapskate that you were, and you know, you're very upset that the money fell out of your pocket, and etc. But at the end of the day, the mice and Ani found it, you get loose with that. But that you became a person who's a mative, who's a noisin, it's a guy sits in the all the things about himself, so he's not a mative or a noisin, he's a selfish person. Happened to me. He's a selfless person who's doing something which happens to benefit everybody. Right? That was his question that he asked me. It's a strong question. Do you feel it? So I you know, the response, the person is something like this. That right now I have to focus on myself. I think I once, you know, in Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Hatzal at the end of his shiurim, so he would take questions and answers. It's always fascinating to listen to the questions and answers, because he would take on any topic and answer on the spot. So somebody asked him, like, you know, the matzah of Klai, so there's so many people in Klai which are falling off. We're losing by the, you know, we have a window of opportunity pretty soon to be the assimilation and the intermarriages. What's going to be? We have to send all the yeshiva bachrim out to go to save everybody. Because who else can do it? The yeshiva bachrim. So he answered on the spot. He said like this. Imagine you see a person, you're walking by near a river, and you hear a person, you hear a scream for help, and you see a person who's drowning in the river. So of course, you run in, you dive in, and you save him. If you don't know how to swim, don't dive in to save him, because then we'll have to save two people. That's what he answers. So the person who's in yeshiva right now, yes, he's supposed to help people, but he's learning how to swim. But let's say a person understands that responsibility. He says, okay, I'm going to learn how to swim in order to be able to be a person who can help people when opportunity arises. So I'm focusing on, I'm becoming the best swimmer that I can. But my goal is to help people. But my focus is myself. That's okay. So So the person comes to yeshiva, so you know what my goal is, to become a responsible member of Klal Yisrael and to be able to be there for Klal Yisrael when it's, how do I accomplish that? By focusing on becoming the best person that I can become. So then I'm not selfish anymore. I'm very self-focused, but I'm not self-centered. Right? And that's the challenge over here, is not to be, to learn how to be self-focused and making sure that you accomplish what you have to accomplish, but at the same time not being self-centered. And then a person who's self-focused and not self-centered, along the way will find opportunities to be aware of the tzibur around him and be involved in the tzibur and care about the tzibur. And a person who's self-centered will notice. Like, you know, oh, there's somebody else here? I didn't notice. I was so busy noticing myself, I didn't know somebody else. Okay, the second half of the Rosh is Yisrachik min ha-shavuos min ha-nadorim ki ba'oban ha-nadorim bonim mesim. A person should distance himself from the Avera of Shavuos and the Dorim. So, Mikir Adin, the Shavuos, which is Emes, is the Ram even listed as a mitzvah. If a person is careful to do everything proper, the way it says Rashi speaks in Chumash earlier in Parshas in Sefer Devarim, that if a person has all of the midas halalu, that he has Yira and he has Ava, and he's careful, and he's Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's a mitzvah to be Nishma Be'emes. But till you get to there, probably not a good idea. The Gemara says in Shavuos, when the Bereshim said Lo'isisa, the whole world is Nitzazeh, the whole world trembled. When the Bereshim said Lo'isisa, the person has to be very careful with that. That element of Shavuos, the Chinuch when he's Masvah, the Chumrah of Shavuos, he says his Masvah that a Shavuos works. You learn a Shavuos works. The Iker Lashon Shavuos is a person is swearing by the emes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's swearing by the emes as much as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. This fact is also emes, which means Chas v'Shalom the Hepech. If this thing is not emes, he's saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is not emes. So he's undermining the statement of the emes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu by connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu to a Shua, which is Sheker. A person who stands. So I think it's a mind. It's an overwhelming thought. It's an overwhelming thought. We refer to the sefer of Shavuos in the Dorim, and that sefer Rambam refers to that as Haflah. It's the world of Pella, the world of something which is wondrous, which is a wonderment. It's an overwhelming thing. The human being, through the Kayach of Dibur, can establish an emes and a sheker and reality. The Dorim creates the status of a chalois on the item. You make a netter on something, it's kaddish. The Morris says Yeshmela Bekonomis. We discussed the Morris's concept that there's a person. It's kaddish. Person's makdish something. It's kaddish. There's a din meila. Person uses it. He's chayv einshin. The person makes a shul. He's creating a reality of emes in the bria. The power of the human tongue. The mafli lasis that the kayach of the neshama can be expressed in this world through the Kayach of Dibur. Right? We talk about that the correct Seder, preferably the correct halacha, the correct way to say the brachas in the morning of Asher Yetzar and Elokai Neshama is you say Asher Yetzar and your Masvah is Elokai Neshama to Asher Yetzar. It's a machlok as we shanim, but let's say it's preferred in halacha. You go straight from Asher Yetzar until Elokai Neshama. So Rav Huttner points out that it means the chasima of Asher Yetzar is Rafecho Basara Mafli La'asais. That's the mokum of the chibur that where you flow into there to Elokai Neshama. So the bracha of Asher Yetzar talks about the goof of the person. The bracha of Elokai Neshama talks about the neshama of the person. And the Ramah says the Mafli La'asais is that place where they come together. Where do they come? They come together in the Kayach of Dibur. And animals also speak. The more it talks in Gittin, the more it talks about that animals, that certain Amoroyim knew that the speech, the language of the birds. And so he was, one time he was captured, and the bird came to him and said, Barach, you can run away, you know. He didn't trust him because there's an Arif, he doesn't trust Arif. Later on, the Yarna came, he trusts Yarna, you know. There's a kind of language over there. But the ability to take the world of Shemayim and express it in this world belongs to the Ben Adam. The Kayach of that human being is called the Medaber. He has a Kayach of Dibur different than what a behemoth has a koach of dibur, is because the human being's koach of dibur is something which can be expressed. You can express heaven on earth. It's a makom where the neshama and the guf meet. It's a physical act, but what is being expressed and what is being created through that, what is being developed through that, is not physical. The animal's koach of dibur is in the physical world, and that's it. Whatever ability of dibur that they have, it's a physical world. There's other answers to the difference between a behema and a person. You know, there's a sefer from the Lutzke Rav, the Znaim Latar, the Rav Zalman Sarotskin. He also has a sefer, his drasha is called a day of a dibur. So he has a drasha on why human beings are called medaber. The more says that animals also have a power of speech. He has a whole drasha on it. Different terutzim on the question. But Rav Huna's point is, it's the world of Pella. So a person takes that kind of deeper, that a human being is given a godliness to be able to be here in this world, create something which wasn't there before. And he uses it improperly. He doesn't understand the Kedusha Shabbai and the Maila Shabbai and the Kayach which he has. He's Mizrach. The person has to be very careful to stay away from that. Because the Kiba Oban and the Dorm Bonim Mason. These are the creations of the human being. Your creation of the human being are your children. Your creation of the human being are that deeper that you create in the Spriya. If you're not careful with it, the person says you're not careful with your creations. So it's going to endanger all of your creations, including your children. So the Karech HaDibur is a tremendous thing. So maybe we're saying before, I'll yet to the Reeve Maher. If a person understands Shavuos and the Dorim and the Chumrah and what it means of the Karech HaDibur that a human being has and how what it can create in this Bria, so he'll understand specifically in the area of Melchoikos and Riv and these type of things. Not like the Jewish just saying, well, because Mechalikus brings some people make shuvos, etc. It's all an understanding of the power which we have. We are the most, we are the super, we have superpowers. You know, you have your comic strips, you know, you have your superheroes. We have superpowers. We have tremendous and extraordinary kaiches which we have, which can be used for the furtherance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of a Kedusha in this world, of giving Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, godliness, or it can be used for to create. It can be tremendously destructive. It can destroy the world of emes. It can destroy the world of a tzibur. It can rip things apart. And that's all the tremendous kach which we have, which we're very careful about the usage of it.